Hello and welcome to this week's podcast for Taxation Magazine, issue 4298. Within the next 10 minutes, you'll have all the information you need concerning the up-and-coming issue, which, as per usual, can be found online from Wednesday the 30th of April and in print the following day. My name is Rachel Down, and I'm joined by the magazine's editor-in-chief, Mike Treatman.
Hi there.
This week, of course, highlights the aftermath of the Chancellor's budget. So, in true helpful taxation style, we have Budget Roundup, an article by Alison Plager, which tells you all the budget's changes. Next up, we have David Treetall's feature, Your Last Best Chance, which considers the implications for American taxpayers in the UK and their advisers. So, Mike, what do you make of David's article?
Frightened the life out of me. I had not realised how much... I knew that US... I mean, I make no pretensions to understanding US tax. I knew that US taxpayers had to file, even though they were UK resident. There's various exemptions and things, but I knew that they had a liability. What I hadn't realised was that if they don't file, the potential penalties can be absolutely horrendous. Mm. We're not talking about penalties that are based purely on the amount of tax you have to pay. That seems to be almost secondary. It's just a whopping great penalty for not filing at all. There is a sort of disclosure initiative, which is what Dave is talking about, which minimises them a bit, but it's still hefty fees.
Yeah.
So definitely worth looking at.
Pizzicato, did I say that right?
Pizzicato, I think
Pizzicato
it is.
Yeah. Is our capital gains tax article where Heather Miller reviews the tax treatment of insurance receipts. So what advice does Heather give for the more forgetful of our readers then?
Well, first of all, don't leave a £1 million Stradivarius lying around on an underground train or whatever. And to be fair, actually, that's not what this was. It was sparked off by someone who had their violin stolen by a distraction theft at Euston, so fair enough. But, OK, we assume you've got it insured. Have you got it insured for the full price? What happens when you then claim on the insurance? You know, they might repair it, they might replace it. If it comes back damaged, they might replace it. You might be getting one that's worth more, worth less. All those things all have capital gains tax consequences. And some of them do get quite complicated, and you can make some sort of fairly crucial errors, particularly if you're trying to keep back a little bit of the receipts and not reinvest them all.
Yeah, just be careful then, really.
Just worth looking at the way all of these things fit together before you start advising clients on it.
Good advice, anyway. So next up we've got Playing with the Big Boys, which is a light-hearted tax practice article from Taxation's own deputy editor Richard Curtis. Within this, Richard reminds us of all that taxation has to offer, from professional development techniques, taxation to the free Tax Careers magazine, to information concerning our prestigious taxation awards. Obviously, following this, for those who have entered this year's Taxation Awards, the shortlist for nominations will be available online from the 30th of April. Just type taxationawards.co.uk and you'll find it there. Have you got anything to say about
Taxation Awards? Yeah, we're doing the judging. I mean, we put those up very quickly after the judging. We're doing the judging tomorrow as I speak. So, as always, looks like there's a very good range of entries, some very promising ones. So, get online and see whether you've been nominated. You don't, of course, see whether or not you've won, but you do see whether or not you've been nominated.
Well,
I think perhaps the one other thing I would say is that, and people will think this is a con, but it's not, tables are going extremely fast. We've got all the awards sponsored this year, and we've already sold tables. So even if you are nominated, don't sit back and wait. I really would book your table early if you want a decent one.
Our last article for discussion is your comment piece, Mike. Mm. Would you care to tell the readers about what's in store?
Yeah, well, we published in the last issue, and obviously we were mostly concentrating on the budget, and we'll be coming back to the budget in the following issue. But we did publish the reply we got from David Gawke to our Right to Reply letter, which interestingly sets out some standards for what he says are already the standards for correspondence being dealt with by the Revenue. Now, we have a little look at whether those really are the standards, as far as we can find them, and at various other things. There were a couple more questions that we asked him, which were, if those are the times that we ought to get letters replied to in, you know, we're not doing at the moment, how are we going to get there, and in particular, how are we going to get there when you keep cutting the staff? So I've come back to that in my article and started looking at it. But the key thing, I suppose, for readers is, look, here are some standards. So you can write back to the revenue and say, you have not replied to my letter within X days. Please do, you know, you note that the standards that the Exchequer Secretary put forward, etc., etc. So
promising stuff, really.
Yeah, I mean, it does look as if it's been looked at, and the Treasury Committee is looking at it, which I refer to in the article. So this is a, you know, the crest of a wave at the moment. Hopefully something will be done.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, that's it once again for this week's Taxation Podcast. Thank you to Mike for your input, and not forgetting you, the listeners, for listening. Bye-bye for now.
Cheers now.